Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to the brand new mama, Courtney, for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLAASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAMOUSE.
Sure.
We don't speak for any of them guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves. Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends, Recovery 101 Radio. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Sweet. Dude. Awesome. We've discovered critters in the studio, but we don't think it's Johnny Ringo.
No, this seems to be a...
And Mickey Raton.
Mickey Raton.
We're going to have to go buy the things.
The Mickey Raton chaser.
Yeah. The electronic doodads, you plug them in, they do work.
The glue traps work really well, too.
Well...
Yeah, but the problem with the glue traps is then you have to deal with the little carcass, and I'm not willing to do that.
You have cats.
Big cats. Yeah. We could lock all the cats. You know what we could do? We could bring all the cats out here and lock them in here. They'd find them eventually. Mm-hmm. They'd be doing battle. You know, all we need to do is bring Sarah the Huntress out here. Sarah and Archie would take care of it. Because Zen can't climb that high for sure. Zen is a big bowl of jelly. He's not climbing anywhere.
We had four cats. Peanut Gallery asked how many cats we had.
Archie and Sarah will take care of anything that moves out here.
Yeah. I'm done being a cat owner. I've owned cats most of my life. And when these four have shuffled off this mortal coil, I will not be getting any more cats. Dogs are fine. But I'm about up to here with cats.
Cats are awesome. Sarah is the greatest cat ever. God's calling. God's calling. I heard it. So Shelley is crocheting during the show with a wildly crazy-looking lit crochet hook. Is that so you can do it at night? Where are you at?
No, it's a lighted crochet hook, and it lights up because when you're working with darker yarns, it's harder to see where the loops are because there are fewer shadows. The shadows blend in. When you're working with lighter yarns, you can see because there are shadows in the loops.
Awesome. What are you building there? That thing's pretty big.
It is an afghan for us.
Okay.
So I hope you like it.
Awesome. Well, good.
We're getting it.
Good. Mark's getting a 12-step call, sounds like. No, maybe not. Sounds more like a kid call. Was it a kid call? I thought it might be God. Then I thought it might be a sponsee. But apparently it's the chillins. Well, you know what that means.
What's it mean?
It means, well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Shelley always does such a good job with it. I wonder if there's any reviews on the boozy news. I'll bet there is.
Okay.
It's almost time for a best of the boozy news show.
Let's see. We're in America.
Did you give shout-outs?
Well, to the same people we had in the last show.
It might be the first time someone hears a show.
Okay, we have salutations and greetings to Bill, Phil, Donald, and Brian.
Awesome. Who's Brian? Yeah.
Apparently, the Boy Scouts of America have banned a bunch of kids from this year's Jamboree.
How come?
I've been to Jamboree.
Because they claim that these children are obese and do not meet the requirements for participating in the jamboree.
The fat police are out.
The fat police are out, yes.
I do not believe that's a requirement.
It is now. They have height and weight requirements in the Boy Scouts of America.
Really?
Yes.
We had a couple of fairly rotund kids on our squad, and we got a presidential award at Scoutorama.
Well, now it doesn't say here that they don't know how many scouts were affected by that, but I'm sure a few. I find it interesting also because I read an article recently about Abercrombie and Fitch, the clothing company.
Mm-hmm.
Their CEO, now if you go into one of their stores and you are a woman, if you are more than a size 10, you will not find anything to wear. And when the CEO of the company was questioned, he said that their clothing is made for the cool kids.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Well, it was recently brought up again because of other issues.
He backpedaled off of that, though.
Well, apparently not, because you still can't get clothes bigger than 10, than a size 10. So apparently he didn't backpedal that much. And he actually said that they were exclusionary.
He did it wrong. He should have said we're encouraging people to become more healthy.
What he should do is he should just change the sizes on the same clothes.
Jeez.
You make your size 16 a size 10, make your size 14 a size 8, and so on down. Women would feel great about themselves when they went to Abercrombie.
You're like, wow, I fit in a size 10 all of a sudden. That's awesome.
Oh, brother.
That would be
just trying to help the marketing department.
I'm telling you, that would work too.
Oh, the passing of a legend.
John Legend died?
No.
Oh.
Elmer T. Lee. He was the distiller who created the single barrel bourbon. He was 93 years old. He has passed away.
Wow.
That was the whole story. He's passed away. That's he was sad. Old and he died. It's sad, but the only reason he
I'll drink to that.
The only reason he came up in the booze news was because he is the boozy news. He was the booze.
He created
round of shots in his honor.
I think he
yeah, but we're having coffee, so
I think he helped facilitate a lot of people getting in the program.
That's right. He did more for AA than
Bill W. did.
John Barleycorn was our best advocate. Here's something interesting.
Oh.
At the hospital we were at today, actually.
Really?
Palm Springs, California. Michael Boatwright, 61 years old. He woke up with amnesia. Didn't know who he was. He spoke only Swedish and was calling himself Johan Ek. That's what he thought his name was. He was in Palm Springs for a tennis tournament. Then suddenly woke up, didn't know who he was, didn't know where he was, nothing. Just
well, he knew who he was. He was Johan Ek.
Johan Ek. In the past, he worked for a number of years in Sweden, obviously where he learned to speak Swedish. But why, doctors don't know why he suddenly lost all memory of who he actually is.
Does anybody know?
No, they still don't know. And actually, he's at the hospital where our stepdaughter is. They have to release him. Because he's not really, I mean, other than the amnesia, he's perfectly healthy. They need to release him. They don't know what to do with him. He only had $180 on him. And
that's why they need to release him.
And they found, you know, once they determined who he was and where he'd been staying, they found his stuff, his duffel bag and all that.
His insurance card under somebody else's name.
They did manage to locate his sister, who said that he has always had a touch of the wanderlust and she hadn't heard from him for 10 years.
Yeah.
So, but that's just bizarre.
It's different.
You go to bed, you wake up in the morning. You go to bed, Michael Boatwright, American, speaking English. You wake up, Johan Ek, speaking Swedish, don't know anything.
You know what would be awesome, though, is if he was married. He wakes up in the morning, and he looks over, and he goes, who are you?
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm your wife. It's kind of like in a weird way, and I don't want to make light of this because this is a horrible thing, but Alzheimer's, or what we used to call going senile,
mm-hmm.
when that happens, every day I'm going to meet a new girl who will immediately sleep with me. And I'm going to be like, yes, I still got it. I'm like, this chick's sleeping with me. I just met her.
You also get to hide your own Easter eggs.
I get to hide what?
You get to hide your own Easter eggs.
That's right.
Let's see.
I can rediscover Journey every day.
And every day's a new day.
In Manhattan, Nicholas de Spolberg.
All right.
De Spolberg. He's 35 years old. He is the dean of students at a Jesuit high school. He was found at 10 p.m., passed out in his 2005 Nissan Altima by a police officer who quickly determined that he was under the influence of something. So they decided to search his vehicle. They found three packages of heroin, five oxycodone pills, three clonidine pills, various drug paraphernalia, and a syringe under the driver's seat.
I guess he's looking for a new job.
That's a night out.
Yeah, and he's the dean of students at a Jesuit. This is a Catholic high school.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
I just told my students just throw their stuff in the back of my car.
Mm-hmm. And no questions would be asked.
Yeah, I was bringing it to the I was bringing it to turn it in.
Trying to clean out the school.
Once again, just trying to help.
Oh, sorry, I had to yawn there.
And matter of fact, one of the kids came up behind me and stuck me with something.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I don't know how you hit that vein.
Yeah, dead center.
Oh, brother. Okay, and here is... I thought this story was really fascinating. Okay, in New York, Rosemary McGinn. Now, her friends and family, everybody that knew her, thought that she was a horrible, horrible alcoholic. For years, they've been talking behind her back, saying how, you know, she really needs to stop drinking. But nobody ever saw her drink. But she was always drunk. This went on for years and years, and she didn't understand it either because she kept telling everybody, I don't drink.
What happened?
She actually had a condition. It's akin to diabetes where, you know, a normal blood sugar, like if it's been like an hour since you ate or whatever, a normal person's blood sugar would be around 100 milligrams per deciliter. She was having low blood sugars.
That'll do it.
But she's not hypoglycemic. She has something called insulinoma, which is a pancreatic tumor that creates extreme amounts of insulin.
It's not a tumor.
And
it is a tumor.
When they finally started like trying to find out seriously what was wrong with her, she started going to the doctor because she's like, people keep telling me I'm drunk. I'm not drunk. I don't drink. And nobody believed her. Her blood sugars were going into the 20s like all the time.
Oof.
But she wasn't having seizures or going into comas.
Oof.
She was just constantly had a low blood sugar. They couldn't get her blood sugar above 70. So what they did was they removed the tumor. Ta-da! She's sober.
When I was young and diabetic, they used to provide you with these cards at the doctor's office that said, right on it, I am not drunk. I may be having a low blood sugar associated with my diabetes. I kept that card right next to my driver's license. Because I figure if I ever get caught somewhere, I'm going to claim I got low blood sugar. It's awesome.
And a BAC of
0.4. Well, you know, I never got the opportunity to use it, okay. But it just seemed like a good card to have.
Yeah.
Not like they're not going to check you.
This next story I thought was one of those... just how ridiculous is this nanny state going to get kind of stories.
Uh-oh. Is it New York?
No, this is St. Louis, Missouri, actually.
But they won't let you eat ribs now?
No, a group of pastors in St. Louis has decided that they're going to start combating crime, but they're going to do it early.
Oh, how
they're
going to
catch these kids before they get into crime and violence. They have set up a gun buyback to get kids to give up their water guns and their play guns. And they think that somehow this is going to keep the kids from getting into violence as teenagers.
Boy.
Even though all of the experts say kids playing with water guns, it shows no correlation between kids playing with water guns and kids later on getting into violent crime.
Well, and let me tell you, the water guns today don't resemble guns at all.
No.
Like those super soakers and stuff, they don't resemble anything. When I was a kid, I had a water gun look like a 45.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't, and I mean, it was like gunmetal gray 45.
Yeah.
Now, at least you get a water gun, it's like hot pink or something.
Yeah. But I read the story, I'm like, there's a quote in here from a woman who brought in her kids. They dropped off about 8 water guns. She said she doesn't buy toy guns for her children, but other people do. And I'm quoting her as saying, they're like, oh, it's just a gun. It's a water gun. It won't do much. But to me, it's very important because eventually those toy guns turn into real guns. And that's not something I want for my son.
I've never seen a toy gun turn into a real gun.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
Remember those cap guns we had when we were kids?
Oh, I love those. I had 2 of them, and I used to pretend I was Annie Oakley. I'd ride around on my bike going, pow, pow.
You'd get shot dead now for the kind we used to have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They look like revolvers.
Yeah.
I had one that was black. Or black and silver that looked like a machine gun, and it actually shot white bullets out of it.
Yeah, I remember those.
And nowadays, if you got seen with that on the street, I had a pellet gun, a Crossman pellet gun that looked dead off like a Colt 45.
My dad bought my brother and I squirt guns one day. Brought them home to us about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Had my uncle and his dentist over for dinner that night. There was tequila involved in this story. They got the squirt guns and started squirting them at each other. My father dragged the garden hose through the kitchen door.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And my mother put a stop to the evening.
I had a interesting thing when I was living with my ex. The kids were having squirt fights with the water hoses with the gun on the end. Inside the garage.
Yeah.
Which is where my baseball card collection was.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah.
Was?
Didn't turn out well.
No. Oh. I said I need to leave for a while or I'm going to destroy these children.
Yes.
Yeah.
And finally, our last story. John Saunders, Scottsdale, Pennsylvania, 62 years old. He was a caretaker for a woman named Patricia Hill, took care of her house. She had a very old home, a historic home, and when they did some renovation, they found 104 bottles of a Prohibition-era whiskey.
Ooh.
Worth about $250,000.
I'll bet it's strong
it's smooth.
It's called Old Farm Pure Rye, is what it says on the bottles. They've got labels and everything. Now, the homeowner who had hired this guy as a caretaker for the house had planned to donate the bottles to the local museum, and they were going to auction some off and keep some on display, that sort of thing. So when they went to pick up the bottles, discovered that half of them were empty.
Ooh.
And the caretaker, of course, said, "Well, I haven't touched them. It must have evaporated." That's what he said.
Yeah, of course.
It evaporated. The homeowner
into my gullet.
The homeowner didn't quite believe his story, so she had the bottles, the lips of the bottles, tested positive for his DNA.
Ooh!
Yes, there was his dried up slobber all over the bottles.
Were they good?
The tab for she's taken him to court, and if he is found guilty of theft, he will be responsible for a $102,000 bar tab.
That's a bar tab.
That's a bar tab.
That's a dedicated alcoholic.
I'll
right there.
Save a seat for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he gets out of prison.
Yeah.
Yes. And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
We're back.
Shout out to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
SelfWillHappens.com.
Yes. We have an interesting topic tonight.
What we got, Bruce?
Reviewing the reviews.
Okay.
So one of my sponsees on his iPhone started reading reviews about the show on iTunes. And he intimated that we might want to go in and look at them. Now, overall, and these go way back.
We've never seen these until right now.
I've never even seen them.
Yeah.
Some of these go back, one here from August 16, 2007, 2012, a lot of them in 2012.
Well, why don't we do the 2012 ones?
Okay. Well, do we want to start with some good reviews or some bad reviews?
Bad.
Just take them as they come. How's that?
Yeah, just go to the first 2012. Well,
because it's, okay, let me see if there's a, you can do it as most favorable, most recent.
Yeah.
Okay. Most recent. This is from January 5th, 2013. They called Gore a terrorist. I don't recall that, but I put up with their politics to get to recovery. They're just getting to the point where it's not feasible. Principles before personalities can only do so much.
That was a one-star review.
That was a one-star review.
I know what they're talking about. I believe that Mark called Gore an eco-terrorist. We were talking, okay. It was some story about global warming or something like that.
Oh, okay. I'm good with that.
We also have one from Dr. Psych 72.
All right.
Is that another one-star?
This is another one-star.
What's Dr. Psych?
This is from December 5th. Absolutely aimless and goofiness. Long introduction, pointless crap chat, 5 minutes of actual recovery topic. Must make one lead to drinking after listening to these goofs.
Awesome.
Possibly.
This guy got it. He understands.
We know for a fact that people are drinking when they're listening to the show. It happens all the time.
There's
at Caltech.
Drinking
game. Cal Poly.
Yeah, probably not Caltech.
Yeah.
Those guys
Maybe.
Are a little bit better. We got a review from Radcon, 5-star review. I've been listening to your podcast for over a year and really enjoy it. I'm coming up on 4 years sobriety, and you guys really helped me look at my recovery and find possible weak spots. Thank you for your hard work. It's appreciated. Conrad from Minnesota.
Thank you, Conrad. We love you.
Thank you, Conrad.
You're awesome.
We hope you're still listening.
We have M. Presser. Impressor.
Impressor.
I kind of like that. 4-star review with this subject and how to... Oh, you know what? See, this is probably... They're probably reviewing specific shows.
Right.
With this subject and how sensitive the topic can be perceived, I think it's a good podcast. I've listened on and off for maybe a couple of years and would recommend and have recommended. God bless.
We like that one, too.
Yeah, we're good with that. Thanks.
From Dr. Errol Gluck.
All right.
From one podcaster to another, this show is great. 5-star review. As the host of Gluck Radio, I can say the show deserves its #1 rating. I've listened to a few episodes, and obviously I'm going to listen to more. Check this show out.
Thank you, Dr. Gluck.
Here's another one that says, thank you, R101, from Rizzo Werner. You guys keep me from giving up. Even if I don't always agree with Mark on politics... I think Shelley has it down. And Bruce makes the most to me. Not sure
probably
exactly
most
what
sense.
Most what, yeah.
Probably, yeah, well, and apparently he doesn't listen that often.
Yeah.
At any rate, by Sean M.W.
Okay.
Love the show. Awesome. This is a 5-star. Boozy News is even better. But she uses "at any rate" way too much.
Well, at any rate.
At any rate. Move on to the next one.
At any rate. Okay. From Donna from Missouri, the Show Me State. Good stuff. 5-star rating. I like it. I've listened to it since I first got clean in September 2007. So, long-time listener, Donner.
And she put up with Donna, everything.
I believe I was a raw newbie at recovery, and you guys were raw newbies at showmaking. We've both come a long way. I do miss James. Peace, love, and hugs. So, she's from way back.
Somebody who misses James? Really? Really? Are we sure that it's not James's girlfriend that posted that?
I don't know.
His girlfriend doesn't miss him either.
Becoming political.
Oh.
2-star review. I've always enjoyed this podcast, but Mark seems to want to make it like Fox News. I don't listen to this podcast for that. Lately, it's becoming prone to making smug little patronizing statements about Obama and OWS. What's OWS? That are very distracting from the message. Bruce is starting to do the same thing, and it's off-putting. I've heard them say before, if you don't like it, don't listen, so I guess that's what I'll have to do. It just seems a shame because I genuinely enjoy the show.
Wait.
Isn't that a wee bit backwards?
Yeah, this is, yeah. Wow.
I really enjoy the show, but I'm going to stop listening because I don't enjoy it.
Way to run at a full back pedal.
Entertaining and helpful from Earth Brown 8. I was drinking using all the time, and I listened, but I was so messed up I scoffed at them, but I kept listening. I have nearly 7 weeks sober. And I really enjoy this show for real. Ha!
Okay, you missed one. Slightly worth it?
Oh, I did. Sorry. Slightly worth it. 2-star. Homophobic. Homophobic right-wing bashing. Which I find interesting because my brother was gay. I mean, until he passed away.
My cousin is.
Hung out with many rainbow-friendly people. I don't have any problem with it. We're on rainbow-friendly groups on Facebook. Actually, Rainbow Recovery puts our show on their page. So I don't know. And right-wing bashing. If I have ever had an inkling to attend an AA meeting, I certainly do not now. Shelley's seeming disgust for newcomers and Mark's I don't care attitude are a turnoff. That said, the banter and dry wit is amusing, and I will listen to more. Albeit with drink in hand. Root beer, of course. See, that's from Amber Forrest. I kind of like that review, actually, in a weird, twisted...
Somebody who hates us but is going to keep listening.
In a meandering...
We're addictive.
They have a love-hate relationship with us.
We're addictive. She doesn't like what we have to say. She doesn't want to listen, but she can't
stop.
This is interesting.
Amber, you'll get over it one day.
I don't like it as much without Lee. I'm not sure which Lee this is.
Yeah.
It's probably second Lee, because this is from 2011.
Yeah.
This is a podcast showing people have fun in recovery. It's not a meeting or even count as anything but a fun, sober, clean. Okay. We got a review from number one Fran.
Oh.
By Recovery 101 Girl. I love Recovery 101. It is fantastic. We know who that is.
Yes, we do.
Our number one Fran.
Hilarious. This is from Uberrad TX, which is probably Uberrad Texas. 4 stars. The banter among these people is top-notch. Having fun and being silly in recovery is a gift that not a lot of us get. It's great to be able to share that with everyone. I came for the recovery, but I stay for the meeting.
Okay.
Nice. Like the show, 4 stars. This is a lot like the meeting after the meeting. It's fun and really funny that it's tagged clean. Now, that's from 2008.
No.
Probably not as clean then.
No.
That's before me. I can't even clean the show up.
You can't, yes.
Well, think of whose place I took.
This is...
Joe couldn't help but get cleaner.
This is does not represent the views and opinions of any 12-step program. 4-star. Okay, if you think this podcast is the equivalent AA, don't be stupid. This is a group of 3 guys and a girl, so this is a while ago, chatting but bullshitting and spending a few moments on recovery-related topics. They can be funny even if you're not in recovery. Seriously, these guys are pretty amusing. Recovery 098 by Husky 101. 1-star. 35 minutes of crap and 10 minutes of recovery.
Another one. Who gets it?
Who gets it?
Awesome. We've got 2 people who get it. Finally, our messages are getting out.
Yeah.
Nothing close to 12-step recovery. 1-star. If these guys want to help anyone, change the name of the podcast. Recovery is not. Recovery, it is not. A lot of gibberish that goes well in group depression meetings. Not even close to program or recovery as outlined in the 12 steps. This is a guy that did not listen to the disclaimer. These guys sound, if they have never tried the steps they claim to talk about. Now, granted, that's from 2008.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what we were talking about then?
Well, we were more challenged then with some of the hosts. Matter of fact, a lot of the really bad reviews are from a long time ago. Not really good. 1-star by Z Future Man. I found this podcast, although guys seem nice and funny at times, not having anything to do with recovery, but more to do with just a conversation that really goes nowhere.
So like Seinfeld.
We are. We're the Seinfeld of recovery.
We're the Seinfeld of recovery. Awesome.
Okay. These guys effing rock. I've listened to 3 episodes so far and I laugh my butt off every time. I love it. They're hilarious, especially Lee.
Ah.
Now, I'm not sure which Lee that is. There is great real discussion about recovery and the things that happen in the fellowship. There's truth in the chaos of it all. Thank you so much for the show. By the way, I really liked the 2-hour shows. I'm a little peeved that they're only a half hour now. That kind of made my day at work go by so much faster. If you need entertainment, it wouldn't hurt to get some recovery at the same time. Subscribe to these guys. That was 5 out of 5. Thanks for your service. Keeping this alcoholic in Germany sober. Mm. 5 stars. Great on-point recovery talk. Not for the faint-hearted. Keep it up one day at a time. Thanks for the introduction to System, my new favorite band. Oh, System of a Down. We used to play a lot of lead-out music from System of a Down.
Yeah, but we can only play like 30 seconds.
Yeah, but this guy really liked it. That was from Brad Luck.
Brad Luck?
Chi-quiz. Totally fun, 4 stars. Fun, honest recovery talk. There is good music and, yeah, some drivel, but enjoyable and geared down program male speak. Try it. It works. Recovery 101 by Piano Man. I didn't realize Billy Joel listened.
Apparently awesome. He does.
Recovery 101 is an awesome show. Anything that can help an individual become sober and stay sober is nothing short of incredible. The 12 steps are centered around spirituality and finding your way, confronting yourself and gaining a design for living that really works. Recovery 101 has a straightforward approach to sobriety. Keep up the good, great work, gang. And the final one, which is, if it's a 12-step podcast, it's also a cult. We have our own cult?
We are a cult.
Yes!
Awesome! Do we get special Kool-Aid and pointy hats?
This is a 1-star review. It says, the ultra-fanatic religious organization of Alcoholics Anonymous and other sister 12-step programs is trying to brainwash you. Be warned.
Although we don't speak for AA, so...
Yeah, so they, you know.
Now, the ones that were the earlier ones from like 2007, 2008, and I think maybe into 9. When did I start on the show? 9, 10? Something like that?
I don't know.
Were not me. So most of the bad reviews, I wasn't on the show.
Shelley,
and neither were you.
Shelley forgets.
It was just Bruce. So Bruce is clearly the weakest link.
Shelley, I'm being voted off the island right now.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Shelley forgets that when we were on regular terrestrial radio out in the K K A KCAA radio in San Bernardino, California, that she was even on the show several times then.
I was on twice. And that was only because nobody could outvote Lee.
Well,
Lee didn't want me on at all.
So anyway, that would be, if you love us or hate us, apparently feel free to go write us a review on iTunes. We did get a 3.5 out of 5-star. Ratings based on ratings were 32 people ranked us. 14 gave us 5 out of 5. 7 gave us 4 out of 5. Nobody gave us 3 out of 5.
So we're not mediocre to anybody.
No, we got 4.
You love us or you hate us.
We got 4 2-stars and we got 7 1-stars.
Perfect. That's about right.
So there you go.
Yeah, because sometimes we really suck.
Yeah, look, we've said it,
This is Rule 62.
This is Rule 62. We don't take it, we don't take it seriously. We never have taken it seriously. We take our recovery seriously.
Clearly.
But we don't, that's not what this show's about.
Between the three of us, we're inching towards 60 years sobriety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Close.
Yep.
We've all worked steps.
About 20 each.
We all sponsor. We all go to meetings. We are all of service. We all worked on convention committees together.
Yep.
We've done all kinds of things you're supposed to do. But as we always say, this is not a meeting. This is more like the meeting after the meeting. This is like if you're a plumber and you go have coffee after your day plumbing. Do you talk about some plumbing? Yes, you do. Do you talk about other crap as well? Yes, you do. That's kind of like us. We talk about other crap and we talk about recovery.
That's right. I like the guy who's listening with drink in hand.
Root beer, of course.
Of course.
So, Shelley, what are your final words on review of the reviews?
I don't take them too seriously.
She's Rule 62 in it.
I don't know. Reviews, I just can't wrap my head around that because, frankly, it's none of my business what people think of me. Although I do not find the newcomers disgusting. I'll just say that.
Mark?
Shelley, I really think it's great, your attitude about newcomers now compared to when I first started doing this show. Because when I first started doing this show, I was the one who got shat upon when it came to treating newcomers a certain way. I've proudly passed the torch to you.
Oh, okay.
I love newcomers.
I love newcomers, too.
So do I.
Not according to our reviewers.
I do love newcomers.
Especially in a stew.
with a little Chianti and some fava beans. I love newcomers. I just kind of, I wonder about the ones that are newcomers for the 57th time.
I wondered about this, and I know this, we were supposed to be in final words, but when someone says, God, I hate it when someone mentions something about Obama or something, which really doesn't get mentioned very often.
No.
So, clearly the person's a Democrat.
Yes.
Which is okay.
Right.
And so he doesn't like, it's almost like one of those people that would only watch MSNBC because he doesn't want to hear anything else from any other topic. I mean, everyone has an opinion, just like those reviews.
Yeah.
I don't talk politics very often on here because, you know why? I'm guaranteed to make about half of the people happy and about half of the people mad.
Yeah.
So I kind of find it better that I try and stay out of that as much as I can just for that reason.
Last week I'm watching the Dodger game. Dodger game ends. So I've got Fox Channel 11 on, regular Fox, not Fox News Channel.
Right.
They come on immediately with the George Zimmerman verdict.
With the what?
With the George Zimmerman verdict.
Oh.
Which I'm not going to discuss the verdict or anything, but I watched it for about 10 minutes. I switched over to MSNBC and watched their coverage of the verdict. So I don't just lock into one.
I like the BBC.
Now, to be fair, I enjoyed one and mocked the other, but I listened to both.
I have a sponsee who rarely watches He's a Democrat, rarely watches MSNBC, watches Fox all the time because he wants to pick on Fox. So it kind of reminds me of, there's a guy, Tom Likas, had a show. His premise of the show is, I help guys get laid for less money. And there will always be the woman caller calls up and goes, I hate you, Tom. He goes, but you're listening.
And you
but I don't really listen. He goes, you don't really listen, but you happen to have the phone number, and you happen to have tried to call in enough times that you actually got in.
And then you waited on hold.
And he goes, and I know that you're going to be listening tomorrow as well. And you know, he said, your listenership is good whether you hate me or you love me.
Yeah.
So, Mark, what would your final words on Review the Reviewers be?
Folks, keep listening. We love hearing from you.
Mine would be?
Keep coming back.
If you like what you're getting, keep listening to what you're listening to. And if you don't, then go listen to something else. Shelley.
Yes.
We've got a friend back east. Apparently only one.
Yeah, I don't know about after this show. That would be Bruce, the other white meat. He runs the 12-Step Gazette. You can get to the 12-Step Gazette by going to our page, recovery101.net. You can scroll down, click on the link to his page. And
what if I just had to type it in? If I was just looking for the 12-Step Gazette. I'm hearing it through iTunes. I want to go find it.
And you don't want to go through our page?
Right, because I'm listening on iTunes.
Then you would type in 12-STEP-GAZETTE and then a period and then COM. And
dot then, COM.
Dot COM.
I'm trying to avoid having to put up with this doodah. He produces a fine publication. You can get it online. You can have it emailed to you. Or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Awesome. Mark?
Yes?
People are listening to the show. Apparently they're writing reviews.
They are. Thank you very much for listening. And if you're listening on iTunes, those may be your reviews we just read. But we appreciate you listening, however you listen.
Whether you like us or not.
That's right. But we do ask that you go to recovery101.net, which is our site, and at least come on, either listen to the show through recovery101.net or at least come on and hit permalink and bring up the show. You can like the show. You can add us to playlists. You can comment. You can follow. And you can do all those things. And we actually have a couple people who I see in their comments every show come on and say, I heard the show some other way, but I came on to come do my part.
Yes.
And we appreciate that.
I would like to make mention that the reviews or the comments we get at recovery101.net, which is a Podomatic network, interestingly enough, while people say sometimes, oh, I like the boozy news, almost exclusively people comment on the recovery topic. And for people to say, oh, there's no recovery in this, I find that interesting because we never really get bad comments at recovery101.net. So if you really hate the show, maybe you should go comment there as well. If you're on Facebook, try and like us. We've got a fan page at Recovery 101 Radio, or it might be Recovery 1 Radio Show. If you put that in, you can find it. We also have a group, which is a closed group, Recovery 101. If you want to petition to join that, you want to keep your anonymity online, you can do some recovery chat in there, and you don't have to worry about it going out to everybody. We've got email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself too damn seriously.
Jelly, do we do that?
Or us too seriously. What?
We don't do that.
You should never take us too seriously.
Shelly?
What?
Who's the lead out music by?
Strangely All Right, our band of the month.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And thanks for listening.
something that